Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Pius XII is on the Pope's agenda next week, as he'll be presiding over a mass 50 years since this pontiff died, precisely in Castel Gandolfo on the 9th of October 1958. From where he was taken first to the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Pope's titular church, and then in solemn procession to the Vatican, to St. Peter's, where he lay in state for 3 days. It'll be a special anniversary this in St. Peter's, and one I wish to mark by sharing with you a conversation I had this week with someone who'll be attending that Mass. The relator for the cause of the beatification of Pius XII, his name, Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel. It's a conversation which I'll be sharing with you in its entirety over the next few weeks, and which begins today with a very basic question, following with some exclusive sound from our Vatican Radio archives, relating to that moment in St. Peter's when another Pope, Paul VI, called for this beatification. But first, let's join Father Gumpel.
Any beatification process begins with popular acclaim. How did that of Pius XII come about and when? Can you give me a little bit of background on this matter?
Some people think that it is the Pope or a bishop who starts a course on his own initiative. He can't. No course of beatification and canonization can even begin unless there is a vast popular movement of people who desire that the course be started and introduced. And this has also happened in the course of Pope Pius XII. When he was apostolic nuncio in Munich first and then at Berlin in Germany, he became so popular that even though Berlin was definitely not a Catholic city, Catholics amount about 5 or 6% of the population at the time, and the city is governed by communists and socialists, nevertheless, when he took leave, there were tens of thousands of people along the streets up to the station from his residence who acclaimed him and thanked him for what he had done for Germany. In later period, and the decisive periods, of course, Pope Pius XII did a great deal, not only for the city of Rome, he is called Defensor Civitatis, but also he did a great deal for the population in the time of famine, providing occasionally, during the most difficult periods, more than 100,000 hot meals for the Roman citizens. And far beyond that, he did a great deal for everybody who was persecuted by the Nazi occupation of Rome in 1943-44, and was generally considered to be not only a diplomat, which he definitely was, but especially a holy, exemplary priest, bishop, cardinal, and pope. To speak very concretely, I was present when Pope Paul VI, during the last session of the Second Vatican Council, in which I was not just a spectator, but very much inside the council, involved with the council, I was present in 1965 when the Pope announced in public that he had decided, after many hundreds of requests and thousands of requests that have come to him, to introduce the courses of his two predecessors, Pope Pius XII and John XXIII.
Duorum summorum pontificum qui proxime ante nos fuerunt, Pium duodecimum et Ioannem vigesimur tertium dicimus.
There was a thunderous applause for both causes.
Quibus ecclesia immo universi homines tanta beneficio debent.
That was Paul VI speaking in Latin, using the royal we, as was the custom at the time. On the occasion Father Gumpel mentioned a moment ago, the exact date was the 18th of November of that year. So all may be comforted by this spiritual renewal, the Pope said. We put forward the request the Church remember fully the words and deeds of our two predecessors, Pius XII and John XXIII, to which the Church and the world owe so much. The desire expressed on the part of countless people for both these pontiffs to be beatified will thus be fulfilled and their spiritual legacy passed down the centuries to future generations. This process, Paul VI added, will be a lengthy one, meticulous, respectful of the rules, and, God willing, will reach the end to which from now on we aspire.
Ut ipsum nosse o perducat quo pervenire exoptamus.
It has to be said that one of these 20th century popes, the one closer to us in time, John XXIII, has already been declared blessed on Sunday, 3rd of September 2000, by John Paul II. But that's another story. It's perhaps time to get back to Father Gumpel and Pius XII.
In the interventions, oral and written, of the bishops who took part in the Second Vatican Council, the name of Pius XII occurs far more than 1,000 times, and in the official documents, in many of them, there are footnotes which are integral part of the text themselves and serve as an interpretation of these texts. Now, the quotations and references in these notes are, of course, in the first place, the Holy Scripture, but then there comes Pius XII. Nobody is quoted as frequently as Pope Pius XII in these documents, and the people who were there, and I can attest this from my own experience, considered him not only an excellent teacher of the Catholic doctrine, but also a holy person. And that is the reason how the course started.
You were listening there to the relator of the cause for the beatification of Pius XII, Jesuit Father Peter Gumpel. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.